O God of worship and wonder, enticing our spirits to laugh out of our sulky preoccupations,
into a childlike delight in the sounds and silences that hum of grace,
so we may learn again that life is never quite as serious as we suppose,
yet more precious than we dare take for granted, even for a moment.
May our hearts sing, walk tightropes for justice,
chain lines for peace,
and rejoice to travel light, knowing there is little we have or need.
Accept brothers and sisters to love, you to trust,
and your song to follow home. O God of mystery and music, may our hearts sing,
for your gracious spirit strangely present to us,
in the falling leaves, a child's birth,
the return of our friends and pastors,
the light in a friend's eyes,
the sudden lifting of the heart,
and the deep longing which brings us to you now, that we may know we are really free,
to share bread and friendship,
to laugh and exchange mercy,
to be at ease in our struggles,
bold in our loving, hopeful in the rising music of your kingdom,
joyful in our living,
and graceful in our lives, becoming a song of praise to you. O God of people and poems, may our hearts sing,
thankful for those times when the rhythms of our lives catch the cadence of your kingdom,
when the creep of courage allows us to dare serve the gifts you have put in us, and the possibilities you have put before us.
Hold us always in the womb of mystery,
the sabbatical of grace,
the homes of peace,
and raise us again, 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 forever
to
love, to life, and the song of your kingdom. I wrote a poem. You may want to wait on that. It's got the inspiring title of A Sabbatical Report. St. Mark is feeling quite terrific to welcome home Pastors Beth and Eric, and also Grace and to Isaiah. Makes us want to sing Alleluia. 3 months away for rest and play brings them home for this new day. What should they know as they return to the flow? You are loved. We are thankful. We hope you have a new tankful of focus and energy leading to synergy, renewing our vision, embracing our mission. How did we do while you were gone? As you just heard, we wrote a new song. This staff is the best. They passed every test. Only now it may be them who needs a bit of a rest. Ray, Leah, and Terry kept us quite merry. But as for me, and I think you will agree, we were the best we could be because of Vicki Lubinsky. Church council committees and others never really quit, proving our leaders, sisters and brothers, are really quite fit. And of course, 3 cheers for all volunteers who gave of their gifts, their sweat and their tears, practicing grace all over the place. We managed without you, but that is not quite enough. Now that you're home, we've got the right stuff. For now renewed, we are able to be God's growing and graceful St. Mark family. Aww. There you go. Welcome home. 4. as we wish to welcome back Pastors Beth and Eric, and Grace and Isaiah too, of course, from their sabbatical rest and renewal and all their adventures, which we look forward to hearing in the days ahead. Good.
We rejoice that God has brought you back into our presence, refreshed and renewed, and we welcome you back with open arms.
Thank you for the gift of this time. It is good to be back. We have journeyed to new places, new adventures. We have experienced rest and renewal during this sabbatical time.
We thank the Lord for this time away and especially for this time of returning.
We thank God for our shared ministry over these 6 years, last 6 years, and now we are excited to return to St. Mark and the future that God has in store for us.
Let us pray. Spirit of God, descend upon our hearts. We thank you for this time we have had apart to renew ourselves, and now for this time to reunite with one another and continue our ministry together once again. We pray that together, as your church, we may be open to your Spirit's leading in the future, to be willing to have a risky faith that is bold, to follow where you lead.
Amen.